Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. My guest this week is Seamus McLaughlin, director at Eye Motors, formerly known as Inis Own Motors, which recently celebrated 50 years in business. Eye Motors are the main Nissan and Kia dealers in the Northwest, and the business was set up by Seamus's father, John Henry, in his hometown of Mallon back in June 1971. I began by asking Seamus why he decided to mark his family's 5 decades in the motor trade by changing the company name.
Inis Own Motors, we moved, when I moved to Letterkenny in 2002. And I remember something, my father looking, what are we going to call the business, what are we going to call it? So we didn't really know, but it was, we had Kia then, just so it was, we'll say Inis Own Motors, it was known as Letterkenny Kia. And so then after the, after we moved out here in 2009, we took on Nissan in 2011. We had to, you know, what couldn't be Letterkenny Kia then, had to be Letterkenny Kia, and Nissan was on Inis Own Motors. So I would have experience of customers coming to Ballybuffet to buy a car from down the country, maybe Mayo, and they look, we'd have the same car sitting on the street here, and they would say, oh, jeez, I'm not going to Inis Own, that's too far away. Like, you know, to look at a car, or somebody in West Donegal would be, oh, Inis Own Motors, that's too far away. Or a member of staff would be saying, if somebody asked the staff where they work, Inis Own Motors, and said, oh, you work at Inis Own. So the Inis Own thing, as much as I've built the brand over the last 10 or 12 years, the Inis Own thing was always sort of niggling at me, like, you know. And I, with my dad being in his 80s and Sean being in Mallon, and the name was fine, so I just kept... It was in the back of my head, and then I got a guy involved last year for a rebrand, and we put our heads together and came up with a few different things. And the guy that done the work for me now was a genius, like, you know, Clive Connaughton, his name's Taurus Brand, is that he works down the collab. So I was going to call it, you know, IMG or something, for Inis Own Motor Group or some of that sort of stuff, or different things in my head there. I actually had to change to Henry Motor Company back about... Because our nickname's Henry. It's an Inis Own thing. My name's McLaughlin, but if you go down Inis Own, I'm Henry. My grandfather's Henry. So it was Henry Motor Company. Had that all sort of set up all a long time ago, but then the father was and the brother was like, no, so what's wrong with Inis Own Motors? So I didn't pursue it anymore. So when your man came back with the I Motors, I was like, wow, was that not, is that name not taken? I couldn't believe it. He says, no. Well, he already, he was smart enough, he booked the domain straight away. And so it developed from there. I had to go to Mallon with the other directors and do a workshop on I suppose our brand and brand foundations and brand archetypes, stuff I knew nothing about. But I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it. So we had a couple of workshops down there and went through all the stuff, and I came back, I suppose, 1971. Our logo, if you watch our, we have a video, don't we? We've done a video there for the 50 years, and if you see at the end of the video, it shows the village green in Mallon, which is the triangle. And the 1971 is our new logo, which fits in for Eye Motors. So it's, no, absolutely. And we say we launched it last Friday in Mallon, because that's where it all started. And it, I have to say, it went down a bomb, like.
Seamus, we're in your office, and up to your left-hand side is the photograph of Inis Own Motors in Mallon, and that's where it began.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about the establishment of your family business?
Looking at that there now, if I think back to, like, the building was built in the 50s, I think, late 50s, 60s, and my dad started working on it in late 60s. And
who owned that building, Seamus?
No, Harvey Stewart and Matty, they're two characters in Mallon, they built it. And my dad bought it off Matty in 1970-1971. And before that, he was working in the Carndonagh and the Carndonagh Motor Company for a while, and then he was in Coventry working. I think that was the thing to do then, they were over in Coventry. Funny, talking to him and my uncle at the weekend there too, like, or the my grandfather's business would have been potatoes and or perties, as it's saying on the show, and they would have been sacks of potatoes, 3 loads a day into dairy for farming and on the show, which was huge at the time, like, you know. So they were taking 3 loads of spuds into dairy at the time. But he went on his own. My dad went on and done his own thing and bought the garage in 71. And my mum would have worked in it, my sister would have worked in the office, and there was a lot of characters there over the years, a lot of characters, but it would have been working on buses and tractors. We had Ursus tractors back in the day.
Was it sales and repairs, Seamus?
It would have been more repairs. Okay. Would have been more repairs, you know. The sales thing then, probably, when we maybe in the 80s, my dad would go to Dublin once a week, and then they'd be buying cars in Dublin and back up the road again. So there was. I remember as a boy going to Dublin and around some of the garages and stuff, and built up a lot of good contacts there. And actually, we're still his name is still known throughout Dublin there too. You know, I was chatting to somebody there lately about it. He says, "Oh, you're named to John McLaughlin, John." So that would have been the way. And anybody who was at college in Dublin at the time or working in Dublin would have had to care up the road on a Friday evening. And, you know, it's come on. See, looking at that picture, like there's petrol pumps there. We would have had Esso petrol pumps. And
were you always involved in the business yourself, Seamus?
Well, you were there. It was, you know what I mean. It was you had to get the older ones would have been down. Petrol pumps would have been open, and they would have been filling petrol at the weekends, and it was open 24/7 sort of thing. There was green stamps. You're probably too young here to remember. I don't know.
Like
green seal stamps or something. I don't know. But the petrol thing was the petrol pumps and the garage there at the time. But I suppose it was maybe simpler times and handier times. It's funny looking at there now. And it was down the weekend there too. The way things were run then, and you had a couple of pits in it, and you know what I mean. There was pits and the front door. Like it's all changed now. It's a different way of going now than it was back then. Anyway, you know.
And when did you get directly involved in the business? And what was your background after leaving school, Seamus?
No, say with the family business, I jumped school when I was intercert. Started working with the shop fitting company, my sister's brother-in-law's sister's company, Ashley Martin. I started working there in the summer and got a few pounds. And then when it came to, I suppose, August again, when I was going back to school again, I had money in my back pocket and life was good and things was good. So they couldn't convince me to go back. I had money and I was, you know, so I pursued the joinery. I think it was a joinery. So I spent 10 years there at Ashley Martin shop fitting and ended up driving a truck up and down the country. But like when if I wasn't doing that, when I'd finish work at 5:30, I'd be going to the garage in Malin after work. There'd have been, I suppose back then, that was the 90s too, there was a lot of cars coming. We would have been selling a lot of new cars in Malin coming from Letterkenny.
And had you dealership in Malin at that stage?
No, well, the car sales were starting to grow then. And Q McGonigal, he'd have been bringing cars down that would have been selling new cars. And I would have spent every evening in the garage. And then in 99, I was just seeing friends heading away and stuff, and I decided I threw in the towel at the joinery work and driving, and I was going to head for Australia or somewhere, England, America.
Had you had enough of the joinery work?
I just fancied a change.
And
it wasn't me.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time.
I threw in the towel and I was heading for faraway fields there, and ended up going into the stores in Malin, and the rest is history. I never got on the plane, anyway.
So the next step in the process was coming to Letterkenny?
That was 99, 2000. We'd done a bit of work in Malin, and we'd done a bit of work and upgraded the garage there, moved things about, and in September 2001, we took on Kia. So I think I'm really pretty sure we're the longest Kia dealership in Ireland, you know, because it was actually Pano Harris Trucks, who we had a relationship with Isuzu, and we brought in Pano Harris brought in Kia that time. And they weren't that well known. I remember there was a transporter load of gold and bright silvers and khaki coloured Kia Rios and Shumas and Mentors and all that kind of stuff, but they were like good reliable wee cars. They're bad colour mix on them. So that was September 2001. In 2002 we moved to Letterkenny, big smoke up from the country, and
What prompted that move, Seamus?
No, we had to be there. We had to be there for a franchise. Being in Malin was no good, you know. It's too far away. You needed to be in the big town, you know. So we had to do that. And in fairness, Donegal Tile Centre in there, Hugh McGonigal, had bought premises where he's at there in the Port Road. There was an old tin shed. It's near MacGyver's house. Some Letterkenny locals will know that now. The East Townies will know it. So he'd bought that. So we had a porta cabin on that site with our new Kias and used cars. And I was up and down the road every day. And believe you me, it wasn't easy. You know, you weren't selling many cars. And there was a lot of days you were driving down the road again, going, you know, and up and down the road. But I remember selling my first car in Letterkenny. It was a wee Honda Civic, a wee red Honda Civic. It was one of the Keeneys in Letterkenny, Kevin Keeney, I think it was. I don't think you'd mind me mentioning his name. But I remember driving down the road that day down to Malin to get it prepped, to get it ready. And it was like, down, the sun was shining. I was like, Jesus, this is a great job. I thought it was the best thing ever. Like, you know.
Was that a start of a new beginning for you in terms of saying, well, I think this is going to work? Was that?
Yeah, it was. But you know, it doesn't, you know, you had... You know, we were there, it was a good enough stand, but we had a lot of, like, you took it, but it takes time to build the thing up, like, you know, so it took time to build the thing up. So, you know, we had good enough selection to use cars. We would have been good with commercial vehicles too, Jeeps and four-wheel drives and stuff like that. So there would have been people from all over the county going to the Brother Sean to buy Isuzu Jeeps at the time, you know. So it helped that we were in Letterkenny for that too. Like, so the commercial end of it was good. That Isuzu Trip was a great Jeep at the time. Would have been selling a lot of commercial stuff. So it was just, you know, a queue gave us the leg up. Maybe the premises was there. It wasn't too sore on us and rent and stuff, you know. But, and it was from there we spent a couple of years there and then moved across the road into where the Mazda garage used to be. Queue Tinney, I think, had it there. And there was a small...
That's in Port Road as well.
And the Port Road, just across the road. You throw a stone across it. So in there, and there was a wee showroom there. How many cars had on that? One, two, made about it. We probably got maybe two or three cars onto it. There was a ramp out the back, but it wasn't actually being used. So I moved across there and employed a girl for a bit of admin and stuff like that then, and registration. That was in 2004, 2005. The Kia Sorento came out in 2003, 2004. Stuff was getting better. 2007, Kia brought out the 7-year warranty in the Kia Ceed. So that's when things started to turn. Like, you know.
Was that a game changer?
It was. That Kia Ceed was a great wee car back in 2007. And that 7-year warranty, bumper to bumper warranty. People couldn't believe it. Like, it was a smart move by the Koreans now, you know, and it's paid, you know. But just thinking about that site I was at down there on the Port Road, there was another on the showman beside me, Crana Fireplaces, another man doing furniture, and there was a tile place on there. So it was a case of whenever you go for a sandwich or go up a town or go something, the door's open and vice versa. I was selling furniture. Maybe if somebody's coming looking for furniture or a fireplace, and the boys, I remember one Saturday I wasn't working and the fireplace man sold two cars, like, you know. So it was
local networking,
but loyalty and then a showing man, you know what I mean. So it was when you think back, like, you know, but you just got on with it. You done it, like, you know. We sold a lot of cars in 2007, and then the motor tax thing changed in 2008. They wanted us all to buy lower emission cars, diesel cars. So the whole thing changed. The lower road tax came in and all that sort of stuff, and. Like 2008 then, was it? That changed in July 2008. So that was, we had the right product, we had the right stuff, it was new and fresh. But it didn't, it started to turn in very quick because the whole economy went pear-shaped, you know. The whole economy went pear-shaped, so we...
How impacting was that time on your business, Seamus?
I suppose the overheads weren't big at the time there. We'd actually bought a site out beside the Toyota garage there in 2004 when we moved across to that new site in the Port Road.
Was that with a view to relocating?
Oh, that was to build a garage.
Yeah.
On the Port Road there, build a garage. couldn't get planning permission there at the time because the speed limit was 80 kilometers per hour, and the National Primary Road couldn't get planning permission there. So thanks be to God, because if we'd have got planning permission back in 2004, 2005, we'd have spent a lot of money building a band site, building a garage. Come 2009, then the whole thing went, 2008, the thing went wallop. So I wouldn't be sitting here chatting to you today, I don't think, if we'd have developed the site in the Boat Road. Like. So in a way, it maybe was a blessing, like, you know, but we just kept the head down and trogged through. And we would have been a lot of pain in that time with some heavier stuff, bigger stuff. There was a lot of the cars were just fell off the, you know what I mean, the price of stuff just dropped and the whole economy collapsed, like. But
how long did it take for your business and the motor industry to sort of get back up to a sort of a sustainable level again, Seamus, after that time?
Well, I think the government brought out, like, in my facts and figures, this is all in my head here now, I'm not sure how accurate I am here, but the government bring in a scrappage scheme maybe in 2010 and around that. So we had cars, good value, wee diesel cars that people wanted, and affordable, so the scrappage thing helped then. 2011 would have, we moved out here in, was it 2009, the lease was up in the place down below, and the landlord wanted more money, and we started looking, it was like, no, right. So this site this building that I'm in here now, Martin Riley owned it, the BMW guy in Sligo. We proceeded to buy that off him, and we moved out here in 2009. And I'll never forget that morning. First morning coming here, I think it was November time, dark. Trying to open the padlock and the gate. I'd moved all the stuff up over the weekend from the yard down below, and it was dark and it was snowy. And I was going, what? Where? Do you know what my head was?
Were you having second thoughts?
Oh, my head was, you know. But anyway, you know, getting more people on board then, like, you employ more staff here when you're here. So and the service thing grew, you know.
When you set up here initially, Seamus, how many of a team did you have?
What do you think now? I was here, parts. Mechanic. There would have been probably only, when you take front of house one, but maybe five or six. You know.
At the minute, is here at the moment?
Oh, there's 20 there now. There's near 20 there now. Okay. You know, there's near 20 there now, and it's like it's all. It's just growing and growing. It's growing and growing all the way. Like the after sales end of it, like which would have been took a mechanic on down there now. Like, you know, the workshop was good going business.
Seamus, you mentioned about opening the padlock with the gates for the first time. When did you feel comfortable, and when did you feel more at home, and when did things start to settle down when you moved out here to Dunkin'?
See, that there's a bit of new, you're selling new cars, scrappage, and new stuff, and the workshop was starting to get busier. 2011, I was talking to I had negotiations with Nissan, because Nissan was in the town, it was gone when it was in the town, and they were, no, it was too small where it was at, where it would have built. And then we moved out here, and they thought it was a wee bit far out of town. So we got our heads together with Nissan. I think it was in 2011. It was February or March 2011. Took on Nissan. The new Nissan Juke came out. And funny, I remember Nissan allocated me a white Nissan Juke, and I remember talking to the guy Nissan, going, "What? Where am I going to go with that? Like, you know?" And do you know what? That was the white Donegal and white cars. Like, we couldn't get enough of them. 2011, the Kia Sportage came out, new model, and white, class car, and the set, you know, really, really, really good car. And white cars in 2011, 2012, and that's just steady growing. You know, so some of the, like, since that too, there's a few years of down, the turned down a bit there too and stuff. But you know, it's growing and growing, and I know myself that has potential to grow. You know, I know there's more on it now, you know, so the idea is new with two good franchises, like, you know, new cars and good quality used cars, you know, so there's a market there for all the stuff. You know.
Seamus, how big is the new garage going to be?
From the manufacturer's point of view, it'll be 400 square metres of showroom, and then about 200 square metres out the back, the workshop. So, and get new lifts in and get everything modernised and get new triple glazed windows in, and we're putting new cladding on the roof. Energy, all that energy stuff. I mean, you're learning, like, you know, it's like business, you're learning. Everything's changing. The amount of things that have changed here since I've started looking for planning and stuff like that, there's every day, and you're living and learning every day. But I want to get as many new cars into the showroom as possible, because it's a cold spot up here now, you know. If you somebody out looking at a new car and the hailstones bouncing off your ears, you know, doesn't help the process, like, you know. So I want to get the showroom built, get my new cars into it, and hopefully it'll be an easier sell them when they're inside, you know, in the warm, you know. But to give them a coffee and sweeten them up, and, you know, like, I enjoy that, you know. That's where I know I'm at. I enjoy that. So I'm looking forward to that. Like, you know, looking forward to that.
See, but you mentioned changes, and the changes here in Drumkeen. There's been a huge change in the car world since your dad opened the business 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a big push now to maybe get rid of petrol and diesel, a more emission-friendly electric. What's your view on all that sector?
Yeah, we're there. Like, the Leaf came out in 2008. That Leaf's out for 10 years, but the 40-kilowatt Leaf came out in 2008. Unbelievable car to drive, that electric stuff. Wee bit of range anxiety in Donegal. We still sell them. We still sell a few of them. I'm just linking one up there just before you came in there. One sold last week. So, like, going back to that 2008 when they all put us into, you have to buy diesel, lower emission cars. And there's too many people, maybe your parents or people that aren't doing the mileage, that are driving diesel cars. And diesel cars, if they're not being driven and doing the miles, they'll suit up and they'll clog up and they're giving bother, like, you know. So it's all about the emissions. The manufacturer, we have to get our CO2 emissions down. You know, people are starting to realise that now. So it is going the right way, but there's probably like, you're like, if you're doing big miles of diesel car with people, I could have somebody in here now in the afternoon, and like, I have a new Sorento's out there in a plug-in hybrid and a battery PHEV. I had a customer come in to be there a couple of months ago, his car's to come in this week. I don't want automatic, I don't want diesel, I don't want none of that electric SH1T stuff, you know. And I took him down the road in the car and I sat in the back and just said nothing and let him drive it. And the power and the tech and his wife's the driver, no, I wasn't driving automatic, and drove it. And so you just have to get in, spend the time with them, convert them and say, this is, you know, and he can back in and he's... couldn't believe it, like, €1,000 deposit 10 minutes later, you know. So it is going the right way, but we have to change, you know. But people still, you know, we still have a good selection of diesel cars to buy new, but the change is 100% on there, like, you know. It's definitely on. Our figures there for this year, just looking at figures there, we 130 cars, new cars registered. The percentages there, what do you see? I read this out now, I get confused, luckily. It's gone, there's 50% diesel. That would have been 90% diesel a few years ago, you know, straight away. That's just for this year. 40% petrol. That's just petrol on its own. Because nothing, now you can't get a diesel, nothing. It's all petrol, unless it's a commercial. And the EVs, PHEVs, EVs is 15% in PHEVs, so there's, like, the plug-in hybrid is a good stepping stone. I suppose, like, that's going to change. The diesel stuff is definitely getting smaller and smaller, you know, it's getting smaller and smaller.
Seamus, we're coming to the end of the second quarter of 2021. I suppose, what has the first half of this year been like? And obviously, taking into account the pandemic from 16 months ago as well.
Oh, like last year, last March, the pandemic stuff, I didn't think it would come here. See, you have moments that stick out in your head when you're running a business and things that happen, and, you know, there's always stuff happening, you know, and there's always good and bad. That's what you take when you're running a business now, you know. And the pandemic, I thought, was, you know, it's not going to come to this wee part of the world, like, you know, but to close the gates there, to lock the gates up and say you weren't coming back in again was like that feeling when it came to the gate that first day. It was one of them feelings, like, Jesus, this isn't, you know, what's going to happen? Like, there was a few nights in my head wasn't, you know. I remember speaking to the brother. I says, "Are you sleeping at night?" He says, "Am I?" I says, "I am too." So you kind of knew that it was going to be, you know, you knew that I knew it was going to be okay, but I didn't know. But at the same time, but you know,
what were your thoughts turning the key and heading home that day?
No, it was like there was probably 150 cars in the street, and stuff to do there, and you know, cars that paid for, and you know, so it was like, so nobody knew. It was mixed emotions, like you know, but like a weekend, phones diverted at a laptop at home. Hi, the sun shone. The sun was high in the sky. You go up in the morning, go for a walk or a run, and come back and sit and eat your breakfast outside. I had young kids and stuff. I loved a few weeks off then, like, you know. Got a bit of headspace that you don't get when you're 6 days a week here. You know, your head, you know. So, we come back then. We come back in May, and people were at home. And the last summer, like, we had just, they were fighting over cars nearly, you know. Just deposit, you know, just second-hand cars. We had a great, great summer last summer then.
Did that surprise you?
It did, yeah. Didn't know. Came back and it was like, wow, there was cars there that were... There was cars there that, and it was like, you know, oh, come and look at the car on Saturday. Came on Saturday, car was sold. You know, it was like, boom. You know, there was a great burst.
Any
people
reason?
Couldn't get out of the country, and you know, the, you know what I mean. That's
the question I'm going to ask. Was it that they had savings put aside and spare
couldn't,
cash?
They couldn't. Nah. People just weren't eating out. They weren't going out, so there was a bit of money built up there. And people, you know, so.
And how have things been, say, over the last year?
Yeah, we did. We're still doing the numbers. You know, we're not far away. We were sort of click and deliver. It was click and collect, and then click and deliver. So we built up a really good online business. We had that. I knew that was there anyway. Like, you know, with that through the social media and stuff, we had that. We'd built that thing up, and it's a way of selling that probably I'm not used to, but the lads there are used to. You know what I mean? So it's we were. Jeez, when I remember doing the branding in Malin, and it was like my phone was going because there were lads delivering cars all over the country. Like Saturday, they were delivering cars everywhere. Like so, the online thing was set up fairly well. So we were kind of a wee bit ahead of the curve there. That's a pandemic sentence there. It's been not too bad. Like you know, it's not too bad. Like you can you know, it's a different way of selling. You're doing video. The lads are doing videos and people are, you know, so you're, that's all, you know, your sales yourself, you know what I mean? I would be like face to face and hands on sort of thing, like, you know, but it's, the world is changing, technology's changing, it's evolving so fast there, like, you know, so. But
you mentioned the first car you sold there at Kenny, I think it was a Honda Civic you mentioned. What's the most expensive car you've sold, Seamus?
Now here, top of the pile here on some of the stuff that I would have here, my franchise stuff, Key and Nissan, like you're looking, you're up, stuff's creeping a bit there, that plug-in hybrid Trent was up at 55 grand. So, you know, our bread and butter stuff there, well, the weird stuff is our, that SUV stuff, like that Nissan Qashqai came out in 2007. Say, we took Nissan on, there's a new model out there now again, that SUV, that crossover thing. Everybody that drives one of them, you don't want to go back down to driving a car again, you know. So that they're in around, they started around 30 grand to 35 grand, depends on where you get into specs. That's our bread and butter stuff, you know.
Is white still the favourite colour?
Do you know, when I look at me, where's my pre-sales thing there? It's kind of gone to grey and black. No, there's white. I'm after tagging a white car for a demo there too. So yeah, it is still popular, believe it or not. But I thought it would, you know, things come and go, but the white's always consistent. Yeah, it is always consistent.
Have you a favourite car yourself?
My line there was whatever there's fuel in, you know, when you go out the door. Some anti-Santa cars, there's no fuel in.
I'm going to press for an old answer. I want a model of a car.
You want what?
If you were going outside now and you had the pick of every car that's in your yard and your showroom, and there are plenty, which one would you like to head away in for the weekend?
Yeah, I am not that car, you know, I'm not that car, you know, you like it. Well, I have a nice car ourselves, a nice car at home, I suppose a car at home now, but I've seen, we rebranded our wee Micra there, it's nearly 20 years old, 26,000 miles in it, we wrapped it and put our new branding on it. I do like my cars now, but no, I'd say that whatever, because when you go out now, you need to see if some of the lads aren't plugged in here. If you go out to drive an electric car and there's no charge on it, like, you know, it's a bit of a, you know, but whatever's going to take me down the road to Newton, that's what I want to get into.
Tell me, Seamus, how competitive is the car industry here locally?
we have a Sportage was our best selling car there, has been for a number of years, one of the best selling cars in Donegal, best selling car. And there's a new model coming out in that next year, and then there'll be another Korean brand that has a new model out in that. So you know you'll miss an odd one, and then you'll get them the next time. Like people are, well, they're doing a lot of stuff online, but it's up to how you look after your customers and customer service and stuff like that. Like, you know, people will change brands too, which is fine. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's fine if you're driving the same thing all the time. So the competition is, like, it's there. Like, but competition's healthy in business.
What do you like most about your job?
Most dealing with people and, you know, having a bit of banter and a bit of crack. And, you know, it's kind of probably, and me, you don't realize these things. Didn't notice on me, like, you know, but I enjoy that, like, you know. You enjoy that, and you know, it's different than when you're into running a business then with 20 staff, and you know, it's it's about getting the team right and getting the teams right there, and just, you know, tweak that all the time and trying to get, you know, trying to implement processes and stuff like that. It's all process driven. And so I'm a bit old school. I keep saying I'm from the country, like, you know, and, you know, so you know, we need to evolve ourselves in different ways, but the new garage and stuff like that will bring us firmly on, like, you know. Eyes for, what is it, infinity. Eyes for a lot of things there too, but eyes for in the show, and that's what I keep telling my dad, eyes for in the show.
Biggest lesson you've learned in business so far, Seamus?
You wouldn't believe, like, you know, every day is a school day. You're living and learning every day.
If you weren't heading up a garage, what do you think you'd be doing with your life now? Or what would you like to be doing now if you weren't
sitting on a beach somewhere looking out over the ocean? No, I keep saying that to my father. I says, I'm sell her, move to Spain. Sell her up, move to Spain. I don't know. When I came into this, I was going away, I was going to do this, that, and the other. So you don't, you know, but no, I don't know.
Honest answer.
Yeah.
What advice would Seamus McLaughlin give his 21-year-old self?
I'm saying, you know, that junior cert, left school, right, and started working, and, you know, didn't realise, you know, you had a bit of money. You know, 21-year-old self would have been, do your leaving cert, you know, get your education, go to college, because, you know, when you're young, you don't know what you want to do, so, you know, always regret not doing my leaving cert and not going to college and not doing, because your friends all went and this and that and the other. Not to say that, you know, but no, it would be to travel a wee bit, like, you know, I never jumped on that plane, you know, just to see a bit of the world, like, you know, that's all.
It's not too late, Seamus.
No. So if you can sit in my seat, Kieran, and I'll get on a plane.
And finally, Seamus, what does the future hold for yourself and I Motors going into the future?
Loads of car sales. Loads of car sales. Loads of very exciting car sales, like, you know. So the stuff that's coming there from the manufacturers is mind-blowing, you know. These cars can drive themselves. They can do at the minute there, but we're not ready for it, you know. So, good car sales, car service, and, you know, get the garage built here. Look after your customers, and keep the toe on, you know. There's a wee bit of goal in me yet, like, you know, and just keep building the team. But say there is hugely exciting stuff coming for the motor industry, and I know there are people will be saying about all electric cars, you can't do this. You charge an electric car at home, the lowest kilowatt battery will do 200 kilometers over it, like, you know. They're getting up to 500 kilometers. The new EV6 coming from Kia, it'll charge in 20 minutes. You know, there's a faster charging stuff coming for, you know, so like there's a lot of exciting stuff coming there, and some of these this stuff too, that the people are, it's going more to an online thing, you know. When it is going to an online, yeah, it definitely is, but at the same time, people will like bricks and mortar too. They want to come in and buy a car, like, so a lot of people will buy, they're buying second hand cars online there now, but the new car thing, they're coming in and they want to see it and they want to talk to somebody, you know. So in 5 years' time, we're going to be all singing and dancing and electrified and whatever. There could be different stuff coming too. It might not be electric. There's all kinds of chat of different powertrains and stuff coming there. So We'll be on the pulse. We'll be on it, you know.
Kieran, before we finish up here, I just want to go back to something that you asked me earlier. Just have it here now. It's in front of me. You asked me what was the most expensive car that we ever sold. I'm just after pulling the invoice here. Have a look at that. There's a Land Rover Autobiography 4.4. Can you believe your eyes there?
The top line is 202,750, and the discount is 4,000.
Don't mention discount.
4,360.
Don't mention discount. Don't mention discounts, but they're 202,750. So
you do one of those every week.
And his new motor is actually more than that, but I'm not going to it. That's the car that was sold through Malinick a few years ago. So I don't know if we'll be selling many cars at 202,000, but anyway. All the best, thank you.
No problem. Seamus, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today on Business Matters.
Well, that's our lot for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guest, Seamus McLaughlin. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.